In a way, this weekend also marks the 40th anniversary of conspiracy theories. From the earliest hours, many Americans refused to accept that a man as inconsequential as Lee Harvey Oswald could rob John Kennedy or the country of his life all by himself. Polls say most Americans still do. Oswald was loveless, charmless, cold-blooded, and lonely. He barely cast a shadow. Glamorous Jack Kennedy commanded armies, armadas, and rocket ships, and charmed and inspired millions. His killing seemed unbalanced and impossible, like a star being brought down by a mosquito. Over the years, various lapses in the Warren Commission report have been cited to support a range of alternative and contradictory theories: that President Kennedy was shot in a plot hatched by Texas oil interests, the CIA, the KGB, the Chicago mob, or Fidel Castro. No doubt I forget a few. This week, both ABC News and Public Television's Frontline presented special reports, supported by new computer analysis, that make a convincing case that Lee Harvey Oswald was a psychotic drifter who had turned violent and blundered into an opportunity to commit a crime all by himself that would make him famous. Now, the Warren Commission made mistakes and omissions. Maybe most notably, they did not mention that the Kennedy administration had authorized assassination attempts against Fidel Castro. The CIA pit a mobster to try and plant an exploding cigar on the Cuban dictator, which sounds too wacky even for a Sopranos episode. President Lyndon Johnson knew this and apparently died wondering if the Kennedy assassination was Fidel Castro's revenge. Castro has told questioners over the years that his supposed motive for killing President Kennedy was also the most powerful argument not to. It would have brought down a U.S. invasion that would have destroyed him. Those who insist on seeing Lee Harvey Oswald as the agent of somebody else's vendetta might remember that Oswald murdered people on his own. He tried to assassinate the white supremacist leader, General Edwin Walker. He shot and killed Dallas police officer J.D. Tippit when the officer tried to arrest him. Many who see conspiracy in the Kennedy assassination say that Americans have been deprived of the truth. But awarding counterfeit political significance to the crimes of psychotics denies one of the cold, bleak facts of our lives. Be it Lee Harvey Oswald or John Wilkes Booth, James Earl Ray, Sir Han, Mark David Chapman, Squeaky Fromm, Sarah Jane Moore, or John Hinckley, lonely, unfulfilled people put their hands on guns and try to feel powerful or famous by spilling the blood of someone more eminent. It is one of the great destructive forces in history.